Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good morning, and once again it's a privilege for me, Nigel Parker, Minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, to welcome you to this broadcast of the Word of Grace on CJMQ Radio. In these summer days, we're dipping into some of the Psalms in the Old Testament of the Bible. This week it is Psalm 88. This is not an easy psalm. Indeed, one commentator called it the saddest psalm of all and the darkest corner of the Psalter. But it's there for a reason. And if there is light in this place, then there is light for us all in all places.
I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man I wandered along. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then like the blind man that God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I was a fool to wander astray. Straight is the gate and narrow the way. Now I have traded the wrong for the right. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw.
Let us pray. Our loving God, we come to worship you this day as the God of truth and light, our Saviour and our God, and we come to gain strength and courage to face the times of change and challenge that so many of us live through. Perhaps we're anxious about the way that things are evolving in all aspects of our living. Perhaps in our family life and our relationships, our congregations and their faith issues, their fellowship or community outreach. Or maybe the turmoil amongst the nations and the apparent lack of a sense of community cohesion on issues that affect us all. God of the ages, help us in these moments to pause and reflect on your way of truth that shines on us, and to ask if our planning or our strategies are true or biased, but that in all things that we would put our trust in you, because you are trustworthy. In Christ you offer the gifts of new life and hope to all who seek your blessing. Through your Spirit you pray within us, even though we cannot find words ourselves. Receive our praise and our prayers this day, O God, and draw us into your holy presence, so that your love will transform us to serve you in the world you love. We confess we get distracted and pulled by so many competing things. Worries and frustrations abound in our world. In this sacred time, we name you again as Lord and bring to your holy presence all that troubles us, all that pulls our focus away from you. We confess and we ask your forgiveness. People of the living God, I declare that God's mercy is wider than our sins, God's power far exceeds our limitations, and God's love wins out over all that rises against it. We declare this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Saviour. Amen. So as I say, we turn to Psalm 88. This has 18 verses. Lord, you are the God who saves me. Day and night I cry to you. May my prayer come before you. Turn your ear to my cry. I'm overwhelmed with troubles, and my life draws near to death. I am counted among those who go down to the pit. I am like one without strength. I'm set apart with the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, who are cut off from your care. You have put me in the lowest pit, in the darkest depths. Your wrath lies heavily on me. You have overwhelmed me with all your waves. You have taken from me my closest friends and have made me repulsive to them. I am confined and cannot escape. My eyes are dim with grief. I call to you, Lord, every day. I spread out my hands to you. Do you show your wonders to the dead? Do their spirits rise up and praise you? Is your love declared in the grave, your faithfulness in destruction? Are your wonders known in the place of darkness, or your righteous deeds in the land of oblivion? But I cry to you for help, Lord. In the morning my prayer comes before you. Why, Lord, do you reject me and hide your face from me? From my youth I have suffered and been close to death. I have borne your terrors and am in despair. Your wrath has swept over me. Your terrors have destroyed me. All day long they surround me like a flood. They have completely engulfed me. You have taken from me friend and neighbour. Darkness is my closest friend. Amen.
Kindly light my
When I was looking at this psalm earlier this month, I was struck as ever by the last words of the psalm, this psalm of desolation. You have taken from me friend and neighbor. Darkness is my closest friend. Indeed, in the Hebrew, darkness is the last word. I was put in mind of another song that captures the desolation of our human condition, Simon Garfunkel's song, The Sound of Silence. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. When there was no one else to talk to, there was always the darkness to speak with. Joe and Mary Lou Bailey were a real-life couple whom God tested beyond what many could begin to endure. Joe was in the Lord's work, working in a Christian organization with students and writing for Christian magazines. They had a happy family. They had three sons and a daughter. And then tragedy struck. One of their young sons developed leukemia, and at the age of five, he died. And as Joe tells it in a book he wrote afterwards, Danny died in his own bed, with his mother and father next to him, comforting him, loving him, and telling him about Jesus' love and heaven. The family had always spoken about these things, and Danny had responded with the simple faith of a child in what his parents said. But this day, Danny did not want to go to heaven. He wanted to stay, to be with his mum and dad, his brothers and his sister in his own home. He didn't want to leave all that he knew. But he did. He did leave. He died that day. Then God gave the Baileys the hope of a new life again. They were expecting another baby and they rejoiced. But still, when the day came, the baby was born with a severe handicap. They named him John, but on the second day of his life, he also died. The Baileys had lost two children to death, and it's been said that the most severe trauma a parent can suffer is the death of a child. And statistics show that divorce rates can skyrocket in family where there's an infant bereavement, where neither parent can reach out to the other beyond his or her own grief. Yet the Baileys had lost two sons. But sorrow was not finished with them yet. A few short years later, their 18-year-old son Joe had a freak sledding accident. He was a hemophiliac, and he bled to death. 7 years. Three sons, three deaths. And Joseph Bailey wrote a poem after the death of his son Joe. Here's a part of it. Let me alone, Lord. You have taken from me what I'd give your world. I cannot see such waste that you should take what poor men need. You have a heaven full of treasure. Could you not wait to exercise your claim on this? Oh, spare me, Lord, forgive, that I may see beyond this world, beyond myself, your sovereign plan, or seeing not, may trust you. Spoiler of my treasure, have mercy, Lord. Here is my quit claim. Now, these are tough words for a Sunday morning. But the Psalms are in the key of life. These Psalms for the bad times are called laments. And maybe half of the Psalter touches on these themes. And a typical pattern might be that the psalmist, addresses God, tells God of his overwhelming troubles, asks God to hear his prayer, and then thanks God for hearing and answering his prayer. It's as though usually there's a time gap there, and in the last verses of the psalm, the psalmist thanks God for his deliverance. Well, Psalm 88 is a lament, and it fits the pattern somewhat, but it's unique in the book of the Psalms. There's no other psalm like it, because it presents such a bleak picture. For there is no praise at the end. It just ends. It ends on that very depressing note. It ends with that last word, darkness. It ends with that horrible groan, "Hello, darkness, my old friend." One commentator called it the darkest corner of the Psalter. What can we say? First, it shows that faith in God is rooted in our human experience. Charles Spurgeon, a 19th century Baptist preacher, says about this passage what the psalmist felt. He felt as if he was as utterly forgotten as those whose body is left to rot on the battlefield, as when a soldier is wounded, bleeds, and is left unattended in the battlefield. Spurgeon wrote that 150 years ago. He battled with depression and he could identify himself with the psalmist. "O Lord, your wrath lies heavenly on me. You have overwhelmed me with all your waves." This feels like life is coming up to your neck and you feel like you will not get over it. Have you ever felt like that? Like you are drowning in pain? Spurgeon said, "The mind can descend far lower than the body, for in it there are bottomless pits. The flesh can bear only a certain number of wounds, and no more. But the soul can bleed in 10,000 ways and die over and over again each hour." Secondly, it shows us that even in the midst of the worst circumstances, it's still possible to talk to God, to have a relationship with him. For the psalmist is praying here. He's reminding himself of the best of God. And sometimes we hear God more clearly in our pain. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 8, verse 26, "In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express." And the fact that we seek for God in the midst of pain and distress says something about who we are. We are not mere biological mechanisms, cells that structure together for mutual survival. Within our inner being, we are wired for something beyond. The intuition to pray is not some evolutionary defense mechanism, but an expression of the faith that eternity is set within our hearts. No, he's not praying very happy thoughts, but he's still praying, still talking to God. In spite of his perception that God has caused his troubles, he still believes God is close enough to hear him. And remember too that the psalmist affirms his relationship with God. He calls him the God of my rescue, my salvation. He mentions God's attributes like his steadfast love, his faithfulness, his righteousness, and his wonderful works. And thirdly, we ask, what right does God have to inflict or to allow such pain, such distress as was experienced by the psalmist or the Bailey family whose story I told you earlier? What does God know of pain? And the answer is that God does indeed know of pain. He subjected himself to it on our behalf. He himself gave his only son, the Lord Jesus, to be tortured and killed. With the love that outstrips that of any human father or mother, God must have suffered unspeakable pain at some level. For God the Son obviously suffered. He knows our pain. Tim Keller points out that the writer of this psalm, Heman, assumes the wrong answer to the question, "Do the departed rise up to praise you?" The psalmist, Heman, thinks the answer to this question is no, and he uses this line of thinking to reason with God as to why God should protect his life. But the reality of the gospel is that the dead actually do rise up to praise God if they're united to Jesus in his death and resurrection. Jesus has defeated both darkness and death, and neither is final for the believer. Regardless of whether or not God causes our darkness to cease in this life or not, we look forward to the hope of life in God with Christ forever. Amen. Let's turn to God in prayer. Let us pray. Our loving and holy God, we come before you in prayer, trusting that your power works in the world in ways that we cannot imagine. We thank you for calling goodness forward, for supporting love and creating justice, even in situations which seem hopeless to us. Draw on our prayers this day as signs of your Spirit at work in our lives. God of the world and all its peoples, we pray today for those who lift up their voices in troubled nations, in Ukraine, in Israel-Palestine, and in Yemen. Call the powerful to account, O God, and inspire leaders with the courage to listen to voices that cry out in pain and desperation. God of our everyday lives, we pray today for all those whose daily lives have been disrupted by forces beyond their control, those struggling with the effects of illness, those burdened by the rising costs of daily needs, those facing the effects of climate change on their communities. inspire governments, local and national, to combine compassion and good planning to respond to those who face such upheaval. God of the courageous and compassionate, we pray for those who live out their commitment to the well-being of others day by day, in healthcare, education, social work, public service, environmental concern, and yes, in the communities of faith. Support them in times of stress. Inspire them to speak out when they see needs being neglected. And we pray for our friends and our neighbours near and far, for all who travel and for those who find themselves strangers in new communities. Equip us to support those whose lives that intertwine with ours, for all who call upon you are your people, embraced by your love. And we claim together your kingdom in the words that Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
We are marching in the light of God. 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 We are marching, marching, we are marching.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.